From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hi, and welcome back. Today's question, what's the best way to manage the boss? Now, don't laugh at that term. I really do believe that it is your job as an employee to manage your boss, to manage that relationship. And what it really involves is being a good student of your boss's needs, preferences, and behaviors. In fact, in my book, Work Happy, What Great Bosses Know, I have a couple of pages that include a quiz called 20 Questions About Your Boss. And if you can answer those questions, you can more effectively manage that person. So here are a couple of those questions. For example, this one related to communication. How does your boss prefer to give information to you? And how does your boss prefer to get information from you? If you know that, you won't send a long memo when your boss wants bullet points, and you won't show up at the wrong time to have a conversation when your boss wants to send you a memo. What is, by the way, another question, what's the best way to get uninterrupted time with your boss? Do you know that? Have you paid attention to when your boss is the least distracted and the least tired? What about pressure points? What are the greatest pressures your boss is currently facing? That's important to know. If there's a lot of change going on in your organization and you want to talk to your boss about something that you need to time things correctly. If your boss is under pressure, budget pressure right now, you can't come in naively asking for something that that person can't give and could get frustrated about you even asking. Here's another one. Organizational reputation. What is your boss most respected for by his or her bosses? If you know that, you know the reputation they never want to lose and how you should always help them maintain that reputation. Now, what about experience and expertise? What do they have great experience at, and what do they have little experience at? When you know what they have a lot of experience at, you know where they may tend to micromanage you because they just can't help it. It's their sweet spot. It's where they like to play. And that lesser expertise, let's say, for example, your boss is not technologically savvy. You may have to fill in those gaps. You also may have to understand that your boss isn't as interested in those things as you might be. What about non-negotiables? What are some things on which your boss will never compromise? And what about hot buttons? What are your boss's pet peeves? And how can you tell other people not to touch off those hot buttons inadvertently? What about blind spots? Are there things that you know your boss doesn't see, just misses, and you're the one who has to fill in those gaps diplomatically? What about personal passions? What does your boss care about outside of work? Sometimes knowing that can help you speak in metaphors, whether it's golf metaphors or sports metaphors or cooking metaphors, that can help connect to your boss's passions. Here's a question I think is really important for you to know. Who's the best boss your boss ever worked for? You could ask your boss that question. And why is that important? Because it'll help you understand why your boss thinks certain qualities make people great leaders. And then you can emulate those qualities. Here's a good one. What's a great day at work for your boss? How does your boss, at the end of a day, feel like something great has happened? If you know that, you can know how to connect to it. And what about values? What does your boss stand for first and foremost? When you look at collaboration, who does your boss connect with well across the organization? And where are there some friction points? You need to be careful not to get caught up in the middle of an internal war between your boss and someone else. And then, of course, there's stress management. How does your boss handle stress and pressure? Sometimes they don't handle it well, and you need to be able to help other people understand the best ways to cope when your boss is under a lot of pressure. And then problem solving. This is a huge one. When you are handling problems, at what point does your boss want to be informed or involved? This is critical for you to know. It really explains the scope of your decision-making boundaries. And there are times that your boss is going to say to you, "You surprised me with this, and I never want to be surprised." So unless you are clear at when your boss wants to be informed and involved, you could possibly run afoul of that person. Managing your boss is a critical skill. It will help you and your team succeed. That's Q&A for today. For Loyola University in Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.